All right, that's cool.
非常酷。
That's called a barbershop quartet.
这就像理发店的四重唱。
So usually a quartet is just four people.
通常呢，四重唱当然只有四个人。
It has four parts in the song.
然后呢，歌曲里有四声部。
Usually sung by men.
有一些通常是男子四重唱。
And would be prohibited in the church.
在教会是不允许唱这样子。
Okay, like decades ago, that kind of music you cannot sing in the church.
几十年以前这样子的音乐是不适宜在教会唱的。
So our brothers and sisters waited all this time to be able.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹等了几十年，终于可以在这里献唱。
So we thank you for that. That was pretty cool, huh?
非常棒。
When do you get to hear a barbershop quartet?With songs, with a lyric that says, "God, I wanna walk close to you."
我们很难得能够听到这样一种理发店四重奏，唱的是神啊，我愿意与你同行。
So thank you, choir, for that.
非常感谢诗班。
That was fun.
很棒。
I have a question for you this morning.
今天我有个问题要问大家。
And I want you to think about it for a moment.
想请大家花点时间来思考。
How many of you have something in your life that you're wanting to change?
在座的大家有没有一些自己生命中有一些方面想要改变？
Think about that.
想一想。
How many of you have something in your life that you want to change?
有多少人想要改变生命中的某些方面？
Could be small.
可以是小小的方面。
Could be something big.
也可以是大的。
It could be something like, I find myself being a little lazy. I want to be more disciplined.
有可能是我觉得自己有点懒，我想要更有纪律。
Or I want to eat healthier.
或者我想吃得更健康一些。
If I just looked at your eyes, I'm not thinking about you, by the way.
如果我盯着你看的话，不是说我是对你讲。
I want to work a little harder in this area of my life.
我想在生命中这个方面能够更加努力一些。
I want to be more financially responsible.
我想能够在财务上更负责任。
I want to save some more money.
我想要储蓄更多的钱。
How many of you have something that you want to change in life? Raise your hand.
大家可以举一下手，如果生命中有想改
变的方面。This side has a lot more honest people. How about that side?
我们这边好像更诚实。
There's a whole middle section that doesn't want to change anything. Perfect life right there in the middle.
也许你有完美的生命，什么都不
想改。Do you think that wanting to improve your life or wanting to change your life is a good thing? Do you think that's a good thing? Yes.
你觉得想要提升自己的生命能够更进一步是好事吗？
Do you really?
真的吗？
There's like two people who said it, huh? Do you think that wanting to change your life or improvement is a good thing?
Yes.
Okay?
是的。
All right. Say that to someone around you this morning. Say, wanting to change something in your life is a good thing.
我们可以互相说，想要改变自己的生命是好的。
Because it is.
因为这的确是好的。
If you never change.
如果你从不改变。
If you never make improvements in your life.
如果你生命中完全没有提升。
That's not a good thing.
那不好。
But I'll tell you something this morning.
但今天早上我想告诉你。
That wanting to change your life,
想要改变你的生命
wanting to change something in your life,
想要改变生活中某些方面
will not change your life,
不能够改变你的生命
It doesn't matter how much you want to change your life,
无论你多么想要改变你的生活
simply wanting to change something in your life will not change your life.
单单只是想要改变，并不能真的改变你的生活。
Me and Pastor James use this word called velleity. That's just velleity. That's wishful thinking.
两位牧师常常说这只是白日梦。
Mm-hmm. It's like daydreaming. It's like, I want to change this.
想一想而已。
Wanting to change things in your life doesn't change your life. Habits will change your life.
想要并不能改变你的生活，习惯却可以改变。
There is a study that I thought was fascinating that was done.
有一个我觉得很有意思的研究表明。
Says 40% of the things that you do in every given day.
你每天40%的行为。
Are not the result of your decision to do it.
并不是你有意识的决定。
But it's a result of the habit you already developed.
而是你的习惯使然。
40% of what you do in a day, you don't consciously choose to do it.
你每天40%的行为不是有意识的决定。
You just do it because it's your habit.
你只不过是按惯例就这么去做。
So let me ask you a question for example, right?
那问问你，举个例子。
What did you do last Wednesday morning after you got up? That's right, there you go. Easy.
上周三早上一起来，你做什么呢？有位姐妹说，就刷牙。
Right? What did you do last Wednesday? That's what, 4 days ago?
4天前，上周三。
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
Most of you remember.
大部分人记得。
Why?
为什么？
Because you did the same thing Tuesday morning.
因为你星期二也做这样的事。
You get up in the morning.
早上一起来。
Some of you...like to hit the snooze button.
有的人,
How many snooze people are there here?
有的人就摁一下贪睡键继续睡。
Yeah? Do Chinese people not have the snooze button? Is there such thing?
We have those.
Oh yeah, what is it called?
贪睡键。
Okay. Is that the name of the button? Who uses that button?
有没有人摁闹钟响了摁一下再睡五分钟。
And then after you snooze once, sometimes people snooze twice, three times, there's a pattern, but you do it almost the same number of times.
有的人可能要按那个键两次、三次，但是你习惯了，都按那么多次。
Then you might get up.
然后你起来。
And then you might pick up your phone.
然后你就拿起手机。
You might scroll through your phone.
然后就刷手机。
Then you're going to go and after you scroll your phone, you're going to brush your teeth, maybe jump in the shower.
然后你看完手机，你就去刷牙，可能还去冲澡。
If you didn't shower in the morning,
如果你早上不洗澡
，Hopefully you showered the night before.
希望你前一天晚上有洗。
But people who take showers in the morning take it because it's their habit.
那些早上冲澡的人是他们的习惯使然。
How many people take a shower in the morning?
有多少是早上洗澡的？
Other people, if you don't take it in the morning, hopefully you took your shower the night before.
如果你早上不洗，希望你前一天晚上有洗。
How many people take showers at night?
有多少人是晚上洗澡？
And then there's a lot of you who didn't raise your hand.
还有一些举手的。
The people around you already know that.
坐在你边上的人已经闻到了。
I hope you take a shower.
我希望你洗澡。
It's important. I would expect the young, you know, our teenagers, you know, some of the guys to be like, okay, but there's a whole bunch of people who didn't raise their hand.
有一些年轻人可能，但是还有其他人也没举手。They, yeah, 中午 they middle of the day.
Oh, middle of the day, maybe, right? So, one takeaway from today's message is please take a shower.
所以今天学到的第一个功课是天天要洗澡。
But you do that.Because it's a habit.
但是你那么做是你的习惯。
Unless you are my son, who is like 10 years old, 11 years old.
除非你像我11岁的儿子。
You don't choose, you don't decide, I need to take a shower today.
你不是有意识地说，今天我下决心，我今天要洗澡。
Okay, that worries me if you have to choose to do that. You do it because it's a habit.
如果你要每天下决心洗澡，那有点麻烦了。你应该是习惯了要洗澡。
This morning, I wanted to talk to you about the power of spiritual habits.
今天早上，我想跟大家谈一谈属灵习惯的能力。
And what we're going to do is we're going to look at an Old Testament story.
我们要看一看旧约的故事。
Of a man who had one, the one spiritual habit that we want to look at.
我们要看一看有一个人，他有一个小小的属灵习惯。
I want to show you the power that one spiritual habit has in the life of Daniel.
我想邀请大家一起来思想但以理身上一个属灵习惯的大能。
Some of you may already know the story of Daniel.
有些人已经知道这个故事了。
Some of you don't.
有些还不知道。
But I pray that whatever may be the story would be used by God to speak His truth into our life this morning.
但我的祷告是，今天早上神要借这个故事，把他的属灵真理对我们再讲一遍。
Feel free to turn your Bibles open to the book of Daniel.
请大家打开圣经但以理书。
As a way of background, I wanted to share with you.
作为背景呢，我想跟大家分享一下。
Around 600 BC,
大概在公元前600年，
the Babylonian Empire was very, very strong.
巴比伦王朝非常强大。
And they came and they conquered Israel.
他们征服了以色列。
And their king, the king of Babylon, was King Nebuchadnezzar.
那时候巴比伦王的名字叫尼布甲尼撒。
He's an evil king.
他是一个恶王。
And after they conquered Israel,
他们征服了以色列之后，
specifically Judah,
特别是犹大这地，
they took them hostage, or what we say exiled them out of their land, out of their country, and brought many of the Israelites to Babylon.
他们就掳掠了一些这些以色列人带回巴比伦。
The king, being very wise, wanted to specifically take young men who were from the royal and noble families.
这个王呢也是有智慧的，他特别想要带一些从王室贵胄的年轻人。
The word of God says he wanted men who were.Intelligent.
经上讲到他想要那些聪明人。
That were full of wisdom.
足智多才。
He wanted the best and the brightest.
他想要那些最棒的佼佼
者。The Bible specifically says he wanted those young men who were of good appearance.
而且还要相貌俊美。
So they're like smart, handsome boys.
所以他们是那些又聪明又英俊的男孩子。
And all the Israelite girls were like, no.
以色列女孩就很郁闷了。
Daniel was one of them.
但以理就是其中之一。
Daniel, like many of the other young men, were taken from their country and brought in to serve the king in the king's royal court.
所以呢，像但以理这样的佼佼者的年轻人就被带到巴比伦，要侍立在王宫。
And the king wanted to give them a free Harvard grade education.
这个王呢，想要给他们一个免费的哈佛的教育。
They are going to be trained by the best teachers in the ways of the Babylonians.
他们要被一些最好的老师来训练，是用巴比伦的方式。
It was a free ride for them.
然后他们可以免费的接受这样的教育。
They're going to eat and drink of the king's own food.
他们要吃喝的是王御用的。
That's the best food.
食物。
In all of the land of Babylon.
是巴比伦全地最好的食物。
But something about Daniel.
但是但以理有这样一个特质。
We see in chapter 1 verse 8.
我们看到在一章八节。
Was that even at this young age.
就在这么年轻的时候
This age is like, you know, high school to college age.
大概就是高中到大学的阶段
The scripture says that Daniel resolved to not defile himself with the king's food or drink.
经上讲但以理决心不让御用的佳肴美酒玷污自己
Daniel felt it was really importantthat he doesn't break the dietary laws of God at that time.
那时候但以理觉得非常重要的他不能够违背神为他子民制定的饮食律法。
He wanted to honor God.
他想要荣耀神。
Because of the way the Babylonians prepared their food.
因为呢巴比伦人预备食物的方式不好。
The king's food was also first offered to the idols.
御用的饮食呢，是先要献给异教偶像。
And so Daniel resolved, the Bible says, he resolved, I will not touch the king's food, the best food and drink.
所以经上讲到但以理决心，决心不让御用的佳肴美食来玷污自己。
And over and over again, you see Daniel's resolved spirit.
然后我们呢，就是反反复复的看到但以理在属灵上的决心。
That even though he was serving in such a great job,
虽然他的工作是非常非常高尚的。
But because it was so full of the worldly ways,
但是也充满了属世的方法。
He chose to honor God first and foremost in his life.
他选择在生活中首要的要尊重神。
Now there was a time when the king started to have some really bad dreams.
后来呢，这个王开始做一些噩梦。
The Bible says these dreams actually kept him up all night.
经上讲到这些梦呢，使王彻夜难眠。
So now you have an angry king because he can't sleep well.
所以呢，现在这个王呢，就一天到晚脾气不好，因为他睡不
好。He has these.Bad dreams, and he can't figure it out.
他有这些难以解释的噩梦。
So he assembled his top leaders.
所以他就把他的最高级的臣子都召聚在一起。
And his top spiritual counselors.
还有他的最高级的属灵顾问。
And he told them his dream.
就把他的梦告诉他们。
And he says, "I want you guys to explain it to me."
然后请他们解梦。
Tell me what my dreams mean.
告诉我我的梦是什么意思。
And none of his top leaders, none of his spiritual counselors were able to interpret his dream.
然后没有一个他的高级顾问能够解梦。
So the king became really angry.
这王就很生气。
And Daniel heard this.
但以理听到了。
God then gave Daniel the wisdom.To understand the king's dreams.
神就赐给但以理智慧，能够理解这王的梦。
So Daniel said to the king, "O king, I know what your dreams mean."
但以理就告诉王说：“王啊，我知道你梦的含义。”
He explained the dreams to the king.
他把王的梦解给他听。
And when he explained the dreams to the king.In the scripture says, the king bowed down before Daniel and said, because Daniel said, my God, help me understand your dream.
所以呢，但以理解梦完以后呢，经上讲到王俯伏在地向但以理下拜，因为但以理告诉他是他的神给他智慧解梦。
And the king said, Daniel, your king must be the God of all gods.
所以王对但以理说，你的那位神，那位王，一定是万神之神。
He must be the Lord over all kings.
他一定是万王之王。
You have the true God.
你有那位真神。
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
是不是很棒？
It begs the question, though.
但是这就引出了一个问题。
How was Daniel so connected closely with God?That God would do such an amazing thing in his life.
但以理如何能够与神这样紧密的连结，这样的亲密同行，神赐给他这样奇妙的大能。
How did Daniel stay so closely connected with God that God would do such an amazing thing?
但以理怎么能够和神这样亲密的连结，以至于神在他生命中成就奇妙的事情？
And the answer is this.
答案就是
God often uses our smallest habits to do amazing things.
神常常利用我们最小的习惯来成就惊人的大事。
God often takes things that are incorporated into our life, small habits, and he uses those often to do amazing things.
神常常利用我们生命中的一些小习惯来成就惊人的事。
Don't ever underestimate the power.Of small habits.
所以大家请不要低估了小习惯的能力。
Now let me tell you what happens.
那接下来发生什么了？
The king then makes Daniel into one of the top three leaders of the entire kingdom of Babylon.
王后来把 但以理提拔为位列巴比伦王国前三的掌权者。
And Daniel, because of God's blessing upon him.
因为神对但以理的祝福。
You see, when you choose to honor God in your workplace, in your school, God will honor you in that.
所以你看，当你决心要在你的工作或学习场所中能够遵从神，神也会因此来荣耀你。
When you choose to honor God in the way you do things, the way you speak, the way you are among people.
所以如果你选择要在自己的言行举止中都能够遵从神，
God will often use that, bless your heart, and he'll honor you in the process.
神常常要用这些来祝福你，能够，而且他也要尊荣你。
Because God honored Daniel in the workplace.
因为神在但以理的工作场所遵从他。
The king promoted Daniel to be the top of those three.
王呢就提拔但以理作为这前三掌权者中的第一。
He made Daniel, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
He made Daniel the top of his leaders over Babylon.
他让提拔但以理作为巴比伦王国的最高长官。
Now, what do you think happens if you were one of the top leaders and you saw this young man just rise up past you?
那如果你是其他的长官，你看到这个年轻人就是凌云直上，你有什么感受？
And he's not even a Babylonian.
而且他还不是巴比伦人。
They start getting mad.
他们就不开心了。
How can we get this guy in trouble in front of the king?
怎么样才能让他在王面前惹麻烦呢？
I hope none of us do that.
我希望我们不要这样。
But you see, people who don't honor God, they scheme.
你看那些不遵从的人呢，他们就开始计划一些阴谋。
People who don't honor God want to claw and cheat and scheme and take down someone else for their own good.
不遵从的人呢，会为了个人的利益不择手段。
And so they said, we gotta find something in Daniel's life.
所以他们就想，我们要在但以理的生活中找出一些东西。
So that we can tell the king that Daniel is, he has some flaws in his life.
这样就可以告诉王但以理有过失。
So they were examining through Daniel's life.
所以呢，他们就是一直在找把柄。
And the word of God says,
经上讲到
that they looked through his whole life.
他们寻遍了他的生活。
They tried to find grounds of anything that he did wrong.
他们想要找到任何的把柄过失。
But the word of God says they were unable to do so.
但神的话讲到他们找不到。
The scripture says they could find no corruption in him.
经上讲到他们不能找到任何的把柄和过失。
Because he was trustworthy.
因为他忠心可靠。
He was not corrupt. He was not negligent.
他也没有腐败，他也没有疏忽。
This is a guy who does things well for his God.
这是一个为了神把事情办得很好的人。
They said, we won't find anything wrong with this guy.
他们就想，我们找不到这个人的错误。
There's no fault in him.
他没有过失。
But if we want to get him in trouble,
但我们想要给他造成麻烦的话，
then it has to do with the law of his God.
就只有在他神的律法中去找。
They had to find something that had to do with his faith.
他们要从他的信仰中找把柄。
So they came up with a plan.
他们就有了一个阴谋。
They went to the king.
他们到了王的面前。
And they said, King, oh king, you are the best, right, king?
王啊，你是高高在上的，对吗？
You are worthy of all honor.
你配得所有的尊荣。
You are above everyone.
你高过 任何人。
Oh, and when you hear that, the king said, oh yes, you're right.
王听到了说对没错。
It says, king, if you are the most worthy and the most honorable, then you should put out a decree, a law. You should sign a document that says no one in this land is allowed to pray to anyone. No one is allowed to ask a request of anyone or their God unless it's to pray to you.
所以他们就说，王啊，如果你是那位最值得、最配得尊荣的，那么你应该下一个文告、一个禁令，除了向你以外，若向任何神或任何人求什么，都是不允许的。
And the king goes, you know what? That's a good idea.
王说，哎，好主意。
They said, let's do this. Let's put this law in effect for 30 days.
那臣子们就说，我们把这个禁令呢，做30天。
And the king's like, yeah, that's a good idea.
王说，好主意。
I will sign this document.
我会签署这个文告。
No one is allowed in all of the land to pray or request of anyone anything to any other god or any other person except to pray to me.
王说，我要签署这样的禁令，无论如何人在三十天内，除了向王以外，不可以向任何神或人求什么。
And he said, what's the punishment for that?
然后他说，那如果不做的人有什么惩罚呢？
They said, if anyone breaks this law, they must be thrown into a den of hungry lions.
这些臣子就说，如果有人违背了这个禁令，就必须扔在狮子坑里。
King said, yes, good idea.
神说，好办法。
Let's sign that decree.
那我们就签署这个禁令。
This decree was published all around the kingdom.
所以呢，这个禁令呢，就在全地被公告了。
And I want you to see what the Bible says next.
请大家看一下圣经接下来讲的。
I want you to see one habit in Daniel's life.
我想请大家看看但以理生活中的一个习惯。
In Daniel chapter 6 verse 10.
在但以理书六章十节。
Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before.
但以理六章十节，但以理知道这文告签署了以后，就上到自己家里楼顶上的房间，这房间的窗户朝向耶路撒冷开着，他一日三次双膝跪下，在他的神面前祷告称谢，像往日一样。
Do you see Daniel's small spiritual habit?
你看到但以理的小小的属灵习惯了吗？
You know it's his habit because it says what?Just as he had done before.
你知道这是他的习惯，因为经上讲到像往日一样。
You see that? One small spiritual habit that Daniel had developed over the years was that he chose, he will pray to God three times a day.
你看到了吗？这是但以理的一个多年来养成的属灵习惯，一天三次要向神祷告。
Probably after he ate his meal.
可能他吃过饭以后。
For some of us, after we eat our meal, if we pray, we're going to fall asleep.
我们有些人吃过饭就想睡觉。
Something needs to trigger your habit. You eat your meal, you go to your room, it says the windows open.
他吃过饭以后，他回到房间，窗子开着。
He would kneel down, it says, right?
他会跪下。
And he would pray.
祷告。
And he would always what?Give thanks.
他也每次都要称谢神。
He prayed out loud, giving thanks to God on his knees, windows open.
他大声向神祷告称谢，他双膝跪下，窗户打开。
Well, guess what? When your windows open, other people can see.
所以你窗子开着，别人就可以看见。
So what did these leaders do?
那些大臣怎么做呢？
They went straight to the king.
他们马上就跑到王面前。
King?
王啊。
We found someone who has broken your decree.
我们看见有人违背了你的禁令。
The king said, who?
王说谁？
It says Daniel.
他们说但以理。
The king was crushed.
这个王呢，非常的郁闷。
Because God gave favor to Daniel in the eyes of the king.
因为呢，王神使但以理在王的眼中看为好。
The king loved Daniel.
王很喜爱但以理。
And the king and they said, but you put this law in effect, right?
但是臣子说，你已经签署了这份禁令。
Yes. You signed this document, yes?
你签署了。
You told the whole land to not pray to anyone else, right?
你已经公告全地不可以向别人祷告。
Yes. And whoever breaks this needs to be thrown into the den of hungry lions, yes?
是的，而且谁违背了这禁令就要被扔到狮子坑，没错。
Yes.
是的。
Well, we found that Daniel broke your law.
啊，我们发现但以理已经违背了这禁令。
And so they arrested Daniel.
他们就逮捕了但以理。
And they took him to be cast into a den of hungry lions.
把他扔到了饥饿的狮子坑里。
You see, what they wanted was for Daniel to not just die. They wanted Daniel to be ripped apart in shreds painfully by the lions.
他们不仅想要置但以理于死地，他们还想让他很痛苦的被狮子给咬。
The king was watching the whole thing.
王观看这一切。
And before they put a big rock over this den,
在他们搬了一块大石头放在坑口之前
，The Bible even says,
圣经说到
，that the king shouted to Daniel,
王大向但以理喊
，May your God who you serve save you, Daniel.
你常常侍奉的神，愿他搭救你。
And the whole night, the king was so bothered. The Bible says that the king couldn't even sleep all night. He was so worried about Daniel.
圣经里提到，这王很担心但以理，他整夜都不能入睡。
And here's what happened the next morning.
第二天发生了如下的事情。
The king, first thing in the morning, comes out to go to this den of lions.
王一早起来就去了狮子坑边。
And he...cried out in anguish.
他用哀痛的声音呼叫。
The king shouted out to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions?
这王对但以理呼叫说，永活神的仆人但以理啊，你常常侍奉的神能搭救你脱离狮子吗？
And then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever.
但以理说，愿王万岁。
My God sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lions, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him and before you. I've done no harm.
但以理说，我的神差遣了他的使者，封住狮子的口，使他们没有伤害我，因为我在神面前是清白的。王啊，在你面前我也没有做过任何错事。
Daniel lived to honor God.
但以理的生活是要遵从神。
And God honored David. Amen?
王也遵从。
God shut the mouths of the lion. He sent his angel who...Many of us know that's Jesus. He sent Jesus in there, shut the mouth of the lion.
他差遣了他的使者，就是耶稣，封住了狮子的口。
So that they did not harm Daniel at all.
所以他们完全没有伤害到但以理。
And the scripture says that the king was so happy.
经文提到王非常高兴。
See, Daniel is an amazing testimony for all of us.
你看但以理是对我们所有人的一个美好的见证。
This is a person who chooses to honor God in everything he does.
这是一个选择在他所做一切事上敬畏神的人。
He wants to make sure that in private and in public, he lives to honor God.
他想要确定在私下里或公开里，他都要遵从敬畏神。
What a picture, amen?
我们看到这幅美好的画面了吗？
Even though there was a document signed,
虽然有一个禁令被签署了，
to say anyone who prays to any other God but the king will be put to death.
说是无论何人在王以外向任何神或人求什么都要被致死。我们看到什么？
We see that Daniel prioritized prayer.
我们看到但以理把祷告放在首位。
He didn't compromise.
他没有妥协。
He could have said, you know what? This new law, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna pray quietly.
他可以说、哦、你看有这新的禁令我就默祷好了。
We talk about this in the youth group sometimes.
我有时候在青少年团契谈论。
Many of the youth grow up in a family where they pray before their meal. That's great.
很多青少年他们是吃饭前祷告，很好。
But then when you get to like high school,
但你去到高中
and you're eating together with your friends,
你跟朋友们一起吃
are you going to pray before you eat?
你会在饭前也祷告吗？
Hopefully.
希望如此。
I was embarrassed.
但我觉得挺尴尬的。
So I would have a move. I would have this move.
啊，我就做了一个动作。
I would drop something, like my Dorito chip.
我会把我的可能一个薯片掉在地上。
Dear God, thank you for this food that you blessed to my body. Amen.
感谢神赐给我这。
Right.
保守我健康。
Please allow that chip to not have any germs on it.
求主保守这薯片上不要有细菌。
That was what I call my Dorito chip prayer.
那是我的薯片祷告。
Because when you are a little bit afraid to pray in public,
你可能有点害怕要在公开的场所祷告。
You may still want to pray and honor God.
你还是想要祷告遵从神。
But you're very quiet about it.
但是你很安静。
You know, you're at a business luncheon.
你在一个商业的工作。
You're with your colleagues.
工作午餐和同事在一起。
Yeah, you're with your colleagues, right? Come on, we're all out. It's Friday.
星期五。
Or Taco Tuesday.
星期二。
And you're like, all gather, you know, everyone's eating, and you're like, Father, thank you for that.
大家一起共进午餐，然后你就咳嗽一声。
Excuse me. Oh, 感谢主，你给我吃。
快快的祷告。
And then you eat.Daniel could have said, you know, I'm just going to pray quietly today.
但以理可以说我就默祷好了。
Just for the next 30 days.
就接下来这30天。
Daniel could have closed his window, man. Come on, bro, that's easy. I don't think God would be very mad if you closed your window.
至少他可以关上窗，神也不会震怒。
Nobody will see me, then I could just pray aloud.
然后大家看不见我，我就可以大声祷告。
He didn't.
他没有。
He didn't compromise.
他没有妥协。
He wanted to honor God in private and in public.
他想要在私下和公开里都敬畏神，遵从神。
He prayed just as he had done before.
他祷告像往日一样。
He was a man who wanted to honor God in this way.
他是一个想要以这种方式遵从神的人。
He had a pattern of prayer.
他有一个祷告的模式。
But it all started probably years and years and years and years ago with him making a decision to incorporate one small spiritual habit.
这可能是多年以前他下了这样一个决心，要把这样一个属灵的小习惯行在他的生命中。
This was one small habit that helped him to stay closely connected to God.
就是这个小小的习惯帮助他与神紧密连接。
This is one small habit that helped him to always give thanks even when times are hard.
这个小小的习惯使他即使在艰难的时候都能够称谢神。
One small habit that helped him to stand face to face.With lions.
这小习惯使得他可以与狮子面对面站着。
One small spiritual habit.
一个小小的属灵习惯。
Now, before I talk more about spiritual habits, I actually wanted to see why.
在我们谈论更多关于属灵习惯之前，我想讨论一下理由。
Remember, Daniel was part of God's chosen people, Israel.
记得但以理是神的选民以色列民中的一员。
Right? He was one of the youths who was intelligent, wise, and probably incredibly good-looking.
他呢是那些年轻人当中那些特别聪明、特别有学问、也非常英俊的。
But some of these men, like Daniel, they had a deep devotion to God.
那么这些年少人中呢，像但以理，他们对神有很深的委身。
Daniel knew who he was.
但以理知道他的身份。
Above everything else.
超过一切。
He was smart, yes.
他很聪明，对吗
？Wise, yes.
有智慧，对吗
？Good looking, yes.
英俊，是的。
He had a really good education.
很好的教育。
Really good job.
很好的工作。
But he knew his spiritual identity first was that he belonged to God.
但他知道他属灵的身份，首要的他是属神的。
Above everything else, he was a child of God.
超越其他一切的，他是神的孩子。
Above everything else, he wanted to make sure I live for God first.
超过其他一切，他想要确保自己为神而活。
My bosses is the advisor to the king and the king of all of Babylon, but my boss is Yahweh, God himself.
王的顾问，他们的老板是王，巴比伦王，但是我的老板是耶和华，我的神。
Daniel knew his identity.
但以理知道他的身份。
I want you to remember, always remember who you are.
我希望大家总是知道自己的身份。
Always remember who you are.
总是记得自己的身份。
If you have given your life to Christ,
如果你把你的生命献给基督，
you are a child of God.
你是神的孩子。
Always remember that.
总是记得。
That comes before everything else.
这身份应该在其他一切身份之前。
Daniel remembered who he was.
但以理记得他的身份。
And when you know your spiritual identity,
当你知道自己的属灵身份
then you know your spiritual purpose.
你也就知道自己的属灵目的
You know why you live here.
你知道你为什么住在这里
You know why you are in the group of friends you're in.
你知道你为什么在你的朋友圈中
You know why you're in the school that God has led you to.
你也知道你为什么神要把你引带到这个学
校 The job that God has led you to.
或者这个工作岗位
If you know who you belong to, your spiritual identity, you knowWhy God, what your purpose is.
如果你知道你的属灵身份，你属神，你就知道你的属灵的目的意义在哪里。
God's number one command for his people.
神对他子民最大的一个诫命。
God's number one heart for his people.
最大的心意。
Is what?
是什么？
Love the Lord your God.With all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength.
神给我们最大的诫命就是要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
The second most important thing is what?
第二条诫命是什么？
Love others.
要爱人如己。
Love other people and love them that the way that you would wish to be loved.
要爱你的邻舍，要爱人如己。
That's our purpose.
这就是我们的意义。
Because when you are loving God,
因为当你爱神
and you have this vertical relationship,
你有这个朝上的一个关系
and you're loving people,
你也爱人
God can do so many amazing things in your life.
神就可以透过你的生命行许多奇妙的事。
God will let your life shine for him.
神会让你的生命为他发光。
So even though Daniel was working under the king of Babylon, that's his boss.
虽然但以理是在巴比伦王下面做事，那是他的老
板。Way more powerful than all of your bosses, by the way.
这王比你们任何人的老板都要。
You can tell your boss I said that.
都要有能力。
Okay. Daniel's boss was the.Probably one of the most powerful men of the world at that time.
但以理的老板大概是那时候世界上最有权力的人之一。
But he wasn't Daniel's boss.
但他并不是但以理的老板。
God was Daniel's boss.
神是但以理的老板。
And his goal was to love God.
他的目标就是要爱神。
And to love people.
爱人。
And God honored him.
那神就尊崇他。
See, he knew who he was.
他知道自己的身份。
Always remember your identity.
总是记得自己的身份。
When you know your identity, you know your purpose.
当你知道自己的身份，你就知道自己的目标。
That's Daniel's why.
这就是但以理为什么要这样做。
That's why Daniel was able to resolve. Remember that word that we read earlier? Resolve.
这就是为什么但以理可以下这样的决心。
I don't always do this, but I went to look at the Hebrew.
我不常这样做，但是我这次查了一下希伯来原文。
In our word resolved, the Hebrew uses three words.
我们说决心在希伯来语用了三个词。
Okay, so for one word resolved, three words in the Hebrew. The first word is set, like set in stone.
第一个就是定，就像定在石头上。
Second word is in, or
第二个叫
set in,
就是在，定在。
And the third word is your heart.
第三个词是心。
But in the Hebrew, the heart represents everything inside of you, your mind, your emotions, your feelings.
但希伯来语这个心呢，就代表你的全人，你的心思意念、意志、感情。
So when Daniel was young,
但以理年幼的时候
as a high school student,
还是高中生的时候
he set like in stone, but he set in.His heart, everything inside of him.
他就在自己的心里，在自己的全能上定下。
To honor God.
要尊敬神。
In everything he does.
在他所行的一切事上尊敬神。
He set like in stone. He set in his whole being, his soul, to say, I'm going to honor God. I'm going to resolve. I'm going to make that decision to honor God.
在他的全人，在他的心板上，他就刻下了：我要决心遵从神。
I'm going to love God with everything.
我要用我的一切尽力去爱。
I'm going to love people.
爱神爱人。
I want to shine. I want to be a witness for God.
我要发光，我要做神的见证。
And that's why his spiritual habits came from that.
那这就是为什么他能有这样的一个属灵小习惯的来源。
The habits that you have in your life come from your identity and your purpose.
你生命中的习惯是来源于你的身份和你的目标。
That's why a lot of us, our habits are to eat a lot of junk food, watch a lot of TV, waste a lot of time, because our purpose is to sit back, relax, and be comfortable.
我们很多人呢，我们的习惯就是要吃一些垃圾食品，看电视，浪费很多时间，因为我们生命的目标就是想要放松，舒舒服服的。
Spirit, your habits reflect your purpose in life.
你的习惯反映了你在生命中的目的。
So if you are spiritual people,
如果你是属灵的人
,what are your spiritual habits?
你属灵的习惯是什么？
Do you have any spiritual habits?
你有没有属灵的习惯?
I want to ask you this one main question today.
今天想要问大家的一个主要问题。
What is one spiritual habit that you will incorporate into your life today?
什么是你可以开始融入自己生活的一个属灵小习惯?
Because you won't get to where you want spiritually by just wanting to.
因为你单单只是想要达到一个属灵的境地，你想要是不够的。
What's one spiritual habit that you can incorporate in your life today that meshes with where your purpose is lead, your spiritual purpose is leading you?
所以今天有什么是一个你可以开始融入生活的一个属灵小习惯，可以帮助你达到你属灵目标
one small habit.
一个小习惯。
The reason why I use small,
为什么我说小呢?
Is because for most people, it's very hard to start big.
因为大部分人很难一下子就想有一个大目标。
Okay. Most people, there's a reason why, when most people want to lose weight, they sign up for a membership to the gym, there's a reason why people usually stop within 2 months.
所以呢，有些人想要减肥的，他们常常说要去运动，但是两个月内就停止了。
Don't say you want to run a marathon when you don't even go outside for a walk every day.
如果你每天都不出门散步，你不要说我的目标是要跑马拉松。
Start small.
从小小步骤开始。
Maybe you do want to honor God with your health.
你可能想要用自己的健康来归荣耀给神。
And you're like, you know, the Bible says that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为经上讲我的身体是圣灵是灵的圣殿
I'm really out of shape
但是我现在这个身体状况不好
Start small
从小目标开始
Start by taking one walk after dinner every day
每天晚餐之后开始出门散步。
Don't go for a big walk or a long walk.
不要想要说走得很长很远很久。
Make it 10 minutes.
就走十分钟。
Walk for 5 minutes away from your house, turn around and walk back 5 minutes.
你出门走五分钟，转身再回来又五分钟。
Start small.
从小的目标开始。
Or maybe your desire is to be a better spiritual mom.Or spiritual dad to your children.
或者你的心愿是想要为你的孩子做一个更好的属灵父母。
You want to leave a greater spiritual impact on them.
你想要给孩子身上留下更好的属灵影响。
Then maybe your small spiritual habit is to pray a short prayer with them every night before they go to sleep.
那也许一个小习惯可以是你每天晚上和他们短短的祷告。
Not long.
不用很长。
Don't pray so that your kids think prayer is boring.
不要祷告那么长，让你的孩子觉得祷告很无聊。
Pray a short prayer.
短短的祷告。
And then give them a kiss. I love you. Good night.
然后亲吻他们。
Now, if you have teenagers,
如果是你家中有青少年
，Maybe you want to start a short, like 7-day devotional with them, on like YouVersion, the Bible app. I don't have my phone.
对，可能可以像在我们这个圣经这个 小程序里面有一个七天的、right. 灵修。
How many of you parents have any knowledge that your child is in the Word? Well, if you have a teenager, like share a devotional with them.
对，做父母的，你们觉得孩子们对神的话语有多少了解呢？可以跟他们一起灵修。
Doesn't have to be long.
不用很长。
7 days.
七天。
Start small.
小步骤开始。
You realize you're kind of a negative person.
也许你意识到自己是一个很充满负能量的人。
And you're kind of critical.
你很爱批评别人。
And you're like, I want to be more positive, more encouraging.
我想要变得更积极，更能鼓励别人。
Don't try to change overnight.
不要想着一夜之间就改
变。Start with one small habit.
从一个小习惯开始。
To say something positive.In every conversation you're in,
在每一个交谈中试图讲一件积极的事
Just one small positive thing.
就一个小小的积极的事
Maybe you're a couple and you're like, man, I really want to pray more with my spouse.
也许你在婚姻中，你想要为自己的配偶多祷告
Don't make the mistake that I've made.
不要犯我犯的错
Where I'll just start praying and praying and praying and then, you know.You hear my wife snoring next to me.
然后就开始做很冗长的祷告，然后我太太就开始打盹，太多了。
One small spiritual habit would be every day before you go to bed, just sit together.
一个小小属灵习惯可以是每天上床之前做一个一起坐下。
And give thanks to God.
称谢神。
Back and forth.
你一言我一语的来向神祷告。
Hold each other's hands.
牵手。
God, I'm so thankful that you've helped us in our finances recently. God, I thank you so much that you're helping our child mature. God, you know, just short prayer, 5-10 minutes. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Simple, short, start that way.
就 很简单的很简短的你可以说、哦、感谢神在我们的财务上祝福我们感谢神让我们的孩子能够成熟起来你一言我一语的然后5-10分钟就可以结束
Wanting to doesn't change your life
想要不能改变你的生活
But God can do amazing things with one small spiritual habit
但神可以借着一个小小的属灵习惯成就奇妙的大事
This year, we have a theme in our church.
今年我们教会有个主题。
What's our theme?
我们主题是什么?
To walk with God and to experience Him daily.
要每日与主同行,经历神。
And I've heard many testimonies from people within the church who have been experiencing God more in their life.
我在教会中听到了很多的见证,他们有更多的经历神。
There's a couple of small groups in our youth group that started to do group devotions together.
我们青少年团契中有几个小组，他们开始做一些灵修。
And they would keep each other up on it.
那他们会彼此的鼓励。
It wasn't long, short.
不是很长。
Start small.
小步骤开始。
One small spiritual habit.
小小的属灵习惯。
There's another group in our church that chose to meet every morning together and go through the Psalms together.
我们教会中还有另外一个小组，他们决心每天早上要一起来读诗篇。
They gather every morning.
每天早上他们都聚集。
They pray for other people in the church.
他们为教会中其他人祷告。
They pray for one another.
彼此祷告。
And I asked some of these different people this week some questions.
我问这些人，这周中问他们一些问题。
Like, what did you used to do in the past before you started doing devotions in the morning?
过去在你开始做每天早上灵修之前，你都干什么呢？
And they would say a lot of answers were pretty similar.
他们给我很多类似的答案。
I would scroll through my phone a lot in the morning.
我会在早上就刷手机。
I didn't have devotions in the morning.
我早上没有灵修。
I would get busy on my own things.
我要忙碌于其他的事情。
One student struggled that they would the first thing that they would do is scroll through social media and realize every morning they're wasting time.
一个学生讲到，每天早上他们都要看社交媒体，浪费很
多时间。Another shared that mornings would fill quickly with stress and anxiety.
有一个人分享，他们早上马上就变得非常的焦虑，非常的不安。
And most people, the first thing they did was check work email or news or stocks or getting breakfast ready.
有很多人一早起来就是要看看工作的邮件、新闻、股市，然后或者预备早餐。
But all of them shared that having this time with God in the morning, this small spiritual habit, changed their entire day, which has been changing their entire life.
但是他们都分享了，就这么一个小小的早上起来一起灵修的属灵习惯，改变了他们整天，也因此改变了他们整个生活。
One small spiritual habit.
一个小小的属灵习惯。
Your devotions don't have to be in the morning.
你的灵修不一定要在早上。
But I want to encourage us, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我想要鼓励大家。
Just wanting to won't change your life.
想要不能改变你的生活。
But God can do amazing things with one small spiritual habit.
但神可以借着一个小小的属灵习惯成就奇妙的事。
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you this morning.
天父，今天早上我们要感谢你。
I pray that you've spoken to us.
我的祷告是你亲自对我们讲话。
We hope.To be like Daniel, that we want to honor you with our life.
我们想要像但以理一样，用我们的生命来归荣耀给你。
Thank you for showing us such an amazing grace to make us yours.
感谢你给我们这样奇妙的恩典，让我们能够属于你。
Help us by your strength and your grace to incorporate one small spiritual habit into our life today.
求你透过你的大能和你的恩典帮助我们，从今天开始就可以用一个小小的属灵习惯来融入我们每日的生活。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.